The Timberwolves have suffered first-round playoff defeats in each of the last 3 years, but last spring and the year before, team members took pride in the progress they'd made and looked ahead to a bright future. This time around, the Timberwolves looked back at a season fraught with problems and said very little about the uncertainties that lie ahead. Coach and general manager Flip Saunders promised only that the Timberwolves would aim for a future more like 1998.
I can guarantee that this offseason is going to be a big offseason for us, and that we will do a lot of things in the offseason, and we will put a spark back into our organization of where it was last year at this time, with both expectations and with the enthusiasm of where this team can go.
A year ago, the Timberwolves' promising prospects revolved around a trio of top young players, Kevin Garnett, Stephon Marbury, and Tom Gugliotta. But the team was unable to sign two of those players to new contracts, and now only Garnett remains. Gugliotta surprised Minnesota by signing with the Phoenix Suns just before the start of the season. And when Timberwolves management realized in midseason that Marbury also planned to leave, they traded him for guard Terrell Brandon in a first-round draft choice. The comings and goings compounded the peculiarity of a season marred from the outset by a labor dispute. A collective bargaining standoff between the NBA and its players' union nearly forced cancellation of the season. When play finally began in February, the league compressed as many games as it could into the remaining time. That made for an exhausting schedule with very little time between games to practice or recover from injuries. Timberwolves center Dean Garrett says next year should be better.
We just need everybody for a whole full season, We can't, afford to have people leaving and coming in during the middle of the season, because that definitely took a toll on us, because when Steph left and Terrell coming back and had to learn the system, and then he learned it and then he got hurt and, KG got sick. That's really the whole thing. We just need everybody to stay in for the whole season, for the whole long run.
A majority of the players who finished this season with the Timberwolves don't know if they'll be back for next year. 8 of the 15 are free agents, including Brandon and forward Joe Smith, who together with Garnett were the backbone of the team this spring. Both Brandon and Smith say they've enjoyed their time in Minnesota, but they will entertain offers from other teams during the summer. That means the only certainty in the Timberwolves foundation is Garnett, the 22-year-old All-Star who signed the game's most lucrative contract 2 years ago. His coach and teammates say Garnett developed more leadership during this season's turmoil. Terrell Brandon says that showed in the playoff games against San Antonio.
This has been a good series, a great series actually for Kevin. He's matured a lot. And so the fans around, not just here in Minnesota, but around the world, should be ecstatic of this young man. He is a great talent, and he's a joy to play with and a joy to watch.
Garnett brought a youthful exuberance to the Timberwolves 4 years ago when he skipped college and joined the team directly from high school. He has developed into one of the brightest stars in the game, but along the way there have been reminders that the game is a business. A rocky summer of negotiations in 1997 eventually produced a $125 million contract, which many people say led to the NBA's labor impasse. Garnett says a year ago he let himself imagine great accomplishments he might achieve alongside teammates who have since departed. Now Garnett prefers not to think too much about next year.
At this point, man, I'm not getting my hopes up. I'm enjoying my summer. I don't know what's going to happen. I learned a long time ago, definitely this summer, that people have their own personal agendas. And you can't ever be upset about that. You just have to roll with, whoever's out there with you. And I've learned that in my young, early career. I've learned that.
The Timberwolves hold a draft pick that will entitle them to one of the first half dozen or so players taken in the college draft. The possibility of trading that pick is among a variety of trade rumors already circulating around the team. I'm William Wilcoxon, Minnesota Public Radio.